Ladies and gentlemen, that's me trying to do my best impression of Michael Collins Piper, but unfortunately, I'm not very good at it. Mike is not here tonight. He's taking a long deserved break, as he is wont to do, and as luck would have it, or as bad luck would have it, ladies and gentlemen, you are stuck with me tonight. This is not a repeat. It is October the 8th, 2008, and in case you have not figured it out yet, this is Mark Glenn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. As usual, check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Yes, the bad news, ladies and gentlemen, is that Mike Piper is not with us tonight, except in spirit. He did ask me to tell all of you that he, even though he is not here physically, he is here in spirit. The bad news that he's not here and that you're stuck with me. But the good news is that we're going to be joined here very soon by the one and only Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. Phil is going to have a busy night tonight as far as radio shows go. He is immediately upon finishing this program, he is going to be the guest on the Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program. I think this is the third time in the last month that Phil has been on the show. Phil, are you with us, by the way?
Yeah, I am. How are you doing, Mark?
There he is, the one and only Phil Turney. Hey, yeah, Phil, you know why October is a special month, don't you?
This is a year since you and I got together.
That's exactly right. It's our anniversary. That's exactly right. It was a year ago this month that you and I decided to lock horns and to get this message out about the USS Liberty. Of course, you and I were out there in California at the No More Wars for Israel conference that took place in October of last year. It's amazing that it's already been a year. And here we are. And you know, Phil, I hesitate to do this because I'm not one generally to pat myself on the back. But when we look at what has taken place in the last year with regards to the USS Liberty and getting the truth out there, with regards to what happened to you, good men, 41 years ago, I would say that quite a bit has taken place in the course of the last year, and in no small part due to the efforts that you and, to a lesser degree, I have been involved in.
Oh, Mark, you're really very kind there for saying that, but no, you're still top dog, even though you call yourself a Cub reporter. You're top dog. I'm just I'm still learning, buddy, and I appreciate all your help. And without you, I wouldn't be on the air, and a lot of people wouldn't learn about the USS Liberty and what a fine guy you are. And I appreciate everything you've done for me and the USS Liberty. There's no way I can repay you, buddy.
Well, you've already repaid me with your friendship, Phil. Anyway, tonight, Phil and I are going to be talking about a few things. Phil and I spend quite a bit of time every day talking about the day's news and events, and we had some very interesting conversations today with regards to the debates that took place last night between John McCain and Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, as some radio show hosts like to stress, his middle name being the last name of the former Iraqi dictator, which the United States helped to install and kept in power for many years. It's something that people don't spend a lot of time talking about, that Saddam Hussein would not have been there had it not been for the United States. The debates that took place, and then, of course, the other issue is, ladies and gentlemen, the financial situation that we find ourselves in. I think you're going to find that we're going to have a very interesting conversation on this tonight. So anyway, there's the music indicating we're going to our break. Everybody stay tuned. We will be back in just a few minutes along with your call.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, this October 8th, 2008 edition of the Piper Report. As you have no doubt figured out, being the very intelligent listening audience, at least most of you are, this is not Mike Piper, but his evil apprentice, cub reporter at American Free Press newspaper, Mark Glenn. And along with me is my very good friend, comrade-in-arms, war hero, Phil Turney, survivor of Israel's deliberate, premeditated, murderous assault on the USS Liberty 41 years ago. Phil, I asked Phil to come on the show tonight because, first of all, he's got to do a later program, and Phil, he's an old man, and he has a difficult time staying awake. So I figured him doing this radio show would probably help keep him up for a couple of hours. But also, because of the fact that there are some very important things taking place, and as usual, Phil has a very unique and what I consider to be invaluable perspective on all of this. And this is the reason that I asked him to come on. Now, Phil, you sent me a very interesting email today that you received from none other than the Jewish Telegraph Agency, okay, which bills itself as, quote, unquote, the global news service of the Jewish people. And this article appearing on the Jewish Telegraph Agency website is entitled, Will the Wall Crisis Spur Anti-Semitism? Some Jews Find Cause for Anxiety. Now, remember, this topic being brought up dealing with the present economic situation that we're dealing with, and what we would call the Jewish power elite. This was not an idea that Mike Piper brought up first. It wasn't an idea that I brought up first, at least with regards to this radio program. This is a topic that is being discussed on a mainstream Jewish website. Now, I'm going to read a few passages of this just so that we can set the stage for what we're going to talk about tonight. The program, or I'm sorry, the story on this website is discussing a skit that appeared on Saturday Night Live. I assume that this was this past Saturday. I have not seen an episode of Saturday Night Live literally in over 20 years. But anyway, it's talking about that there was this theme to this skit that seems to blame Jews for this financial situation that we're in. And, of course, concern in this article is that Jews are going to be blamed for the financial crisis that we find ourselves in because, as the article says, our financial system is top-heavy with Jewish people. So I decided to bring up for discussion tonight because I've received a couple of phone calls from people talking about this bailout, the situation that we find ourselves in. And when I say we, ladies and gentlemen, I don't just mean the American people, because the entire world now finds itself in a very precarious situation here. You have banks literally failing all over the world. That old saying that when America catches a cold, Europe sneezes, now can be expanded to say that when America catches a cold, the rest of the world comes down with the flu, or with pneumonia, as Bill likes to say. Now, call me conspiracy-minded, call me broken record. I don't claim to be an expert on finances. All you have to do is look at the vehicles I drive and my bank account, and that question will be put to rest immediately. However, I do have something of an inquisitive mind when it comes to things like this, and I don't see things like this, particularly the timing of things like this, as necessarily being accidental. I mean, all of this supposedly coming to a head literally just a few weeks before a presidential election that, among other things, probably the most important aspect dealing with this presidential election happens to be Israel and her enemy. Now, I am of the opinion, based upon very little knowledge and understanding of finance and whatnot, it has been my suspicion for some time that this situation that we see taking place with our markets, with the banks failing, and all of the rest of it, that this is blackmail that is being used against the United States, because the United States is dragging its feet with regards to getting this war started against Iran. That we are way off schedule here as far as Israel goes and her demands for this war. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, anybody from whatever sector, anybody trying to make the claim that Israel is not pushing for this war, that Jewish interests, powerful Jewish interests in this country and around the world are not using their impressive influence to see that this war gets started, they're either stupid or else they're just lying to you, okay? This war against Iran is a war made in Israel, just like the war in Iraq. So I tossed this idea by my good friend Phil Turney, that what we see taking place here is that the Israeli lobby, through its assistants and agents in our financial sector, have basically pulled a gun out from their waistband, and they have put it against the head of not just the United States, but the entire world. Because as you can see, based upon what is taking place, this financial crisis is not limited to simply to the United States. It is taking place all over the world. So what we have here, in my opinion, is a carefully scripted version of the Samson option. Now, we hear about the Samson option all the time, that this is, of course, this is the title of the book written by Jewish American journalist Seymour Hersh, dealing with Israel's nuclear option and the fact that her military protocol is that if she finds herself in a situation where her existence is threatened, that her protocol is to unleash her nuclear weapons against the entire world. Well, this is just another version of that Samson option, where you see the economies of the world as they are crashing down, and you don't have to be a genius to figure out what happens when these economies come crashing down. Literally, society, particularly what we would consider the industrialized countries, society will fall apart. You will have warfare in the streets taking place. When you have people who are out of work, who are being thrown out of their homes, who have no food, and all of this, of course, taking place right before winter. So what I'm asking you folks out there, if I'm wrong about this, if I'm way off base on it, then let's hear from you. Let's like I said, I don't pretend to be a financial genius, but I can connect some of these dots. And to me, this thing stinks to high heaven. It smells like blackmail to me. Anybody who's got any alternative theories out there concerning this, we'd love to hear from you. Now, Phil Turney, I've just laid out my theory. Now, you tell me whether or not I'm full of beans.
Well, I'd never say you're full of beans, not unless I've been around you a few minutes, Mark. But listen, you know, money can't buy you love, and money can't buy you peace. And it looks like we're throwing money at something that is just taking us straight down the drain. Look what happened to the stock market since they just threw $700 billion at the financial money grabbers on Wall Street, and our stock market is still going down. The world economy is going down. People are looking to get ladders to get on top of their one-story houses and jump off of them. We're in deep trouble, and it all comes back to one country and one economy, and that economy is run by we know who, the people in powerful places, and it is, I think it is payback time for the United States not doing as they have been told to get this war started with Iran and get it started not today, but yesterday. And Mark,
well, Phil, you know, let me just, if we could, just back up just a second. Because, you know, you mentioned you know who. Now, I know what that means. That's coded language. You know, we're not allowed to talk about who runs our financial system, all right? But the fact of the matter is, okay, that these banks that basically, at least by my layman's knowledge, it the problem started with these banks. These banks are not run by Muslims. They're not run by Mormons. They're not run by Mennonites. Okay, and as this article appearing in the Jewish Telegraph Agency noted, it is top-heavy, the financial sector of the United States and, you know, throughout Western Europe, is top-heavy with Jews. Now, if it's okay for the Jewish Telegraph Agency to mention this fact, why do we have to dance around the subject? Now, maybe I'm being too conspiratorial here, but the fact of the matter is that we have a country in the Middle East that is just itching to get us involved in this war. And the fact that we have not done it yet, and they're over there pulling their hair out, there is the wailing and gnashing of teeth and everything else because they haven't gotten their precious war started. And then you see this meltdown taking place, and the principal players involved in this happen to all be co-religionists with the same country, and yet we're not allowed to discuss this. I find that just a little bit interesting. And we're going to pick this up after the break. Everybody stay tuned along with your calls, 1-800-313-9443.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the first half hour of tonight's show. As I mentioned earlier, Mike Piper is not with us here physically, although he certainly is with us in spirit. Phil, go ahead with what you were about to say before the break. Phil Turney is not with us. Manny, are we still on the air? Just lost it. Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is my theory, that this financial crisis that we see taking place, and I could be completely wrong. In my opinion, however, the timing of this is suspicious, taking place right before the presidential elections, as I said. We have two candidates, who are bending over backwards in order to make themselves appear to be more loyal to Israel than they are to the United States. And it just seems to me that that all of this is being done in a very calculated way in order to put the heat on the United States so that we will go ahead and get the lead out, as it were, and get this war kick-started. Now, I'll admit, I did not listen to the debates last night. I had more important things to do than to watch these two guys debase themselves and to debase their country by competing to see who could be more of a supporter of Israel than the other. However, Okay, Phil's back with us. Good. However, Phil did watch the debates, as it were, and he has some very interesting things to talk about with regards to that. So, Phil, why don't you fill us in, no pun intended, with what you saw last night on these debates?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mark. And I will first, I want to say I kind of was just funning with you there a little bit ago when I said, you know who, and we know who. It's Israel and the Jewish bankers on Wall Street that got us into this trouble, and I don't know how we're going to get out of it. But about the debate, debate last night, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but I did. John McCain mentioned Joe Lieberman's name at least three times, maybe four. I can't remember if he mentioned Sarah Palin, his VP pick, once. And also, Mark, when the senator was talking, he said, "Listen, I know how to." I know how to get Obama, or excuse me, Bin Laden. I know how to get him. I can get him. Well, listen, if he knows how to get him, how come he hasn't told anybody? How come he hasn't told President Bush? How come he hasn't told our military? And he says, when he gets to be president, he's going to go, he'll get Obama. Now, I just don't, not Obama, but, excuse me,
Osama.
Osama and Obama. I keep on getting them mixed up there, but
you know what? But you know what, Phil? It's an important point that you're making there. Now, you know the reason, and this is one of the things that I have tried to point out to people. It is not an accident that they picked a man with a name that rhymes with Osama as the Democratic frontrunner. Now, I bring this up because I hear a lot of people now switching sides, as it were, and saying that Obama is going to win the presidency. And I'm saying, no, I disagree. In my opinion, you know, they are not going to allow a man with a Muslim-sounding name to become president of the United States. They do not trust him when it comes to the Israel issue. But anyway, Phil, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine, Mark. I appreciate you getting me corrected around there. But I couldn't see a man that it served, you know, in the United States Navy and knows so much about military aspects and what's going on in the war in Afghanistan and Iraq and so on and so forth, to come out with a statement like that he knew how to get this guy. Now, Mark, if he knows how to get him, how come we ain't got him? How come he hasn't shared this information with anybody? Why is he holding it a secret? I just, I mean, to me, it just blew me away. I was yelling into the TV, "Hey, if you know this, why isn't he already dead? I mean, how come we haven't got this guy?" It just blew me away. It did my wife too. It just literally did not make any sense. And with him being such a smart maverick, as he calls himself, a maverick of the Senate, and I happen to disagree with the maverick part of it. But why doesn't he tell the CIA, the FBI, whoever's in charge over there, if he knows how to get him, let's go get him tonight? What do you think, Mark?
Well, I would agree with you on that. You know, the thing, like I said, I didn't watch the debate, but I've read enough of what took place. And not only that, but the debates that took place last week between Palin and Biden. And, you know, I've been a political watcher since I've been a mid-teenager. I was always interested in politics. Always tried to watch debates. And you know, Phil, I cannot remember within my short political career, if you want to call it that, or career of watching politics, I cannot remember an election season where you had candidates talking about Israel so much. Can you? Now, you've been around, you've been on this earth a lot longer than I have, and you've watched more politics than I have. Can you remember in recent memory a political season where the well-being of another country was talked about so prominently? Hold that answer, Phil. We got to go to another break. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back along with your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go again, sitting in for Michael Collins Piper, and thank you, Mike, for letting us sit in on your show. It's a great honor for me to be invited on your show. You're one of my radio heroes, and just on a, I would like everybody to know about your book, Target Trafficant, The Untold Story. I finished the book today, and I thought it was outstanding. And if anybody wants to get this book, they need to get it now. And you can order it through American Free Press, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast, number 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. And we'll give that out again before the show is over. Mark, to answer your question last night, I was I never, ever, ever saw so much political pandering to one country in my lifetime. Both of the candidates mentioned the Holocaust. That's fine. They can mention the Holocaust. I didn't hear mention Guadalcanal, Pearl Harbor, the Battle of the Bulge, Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, other than the fact to mentioned that we're over there fighting an unjust war. On one side it's unjust, the other side it's just. Now, if these men are so dedicated to the United States of America, they sure didn't show it to me. Their allegiance stands with one country, and that country is Israel. And they know with that 3% of the vote in the United States coming from AIPAC, the people that they follow around, and Groveleth, at their feet, they won't become the president of the United States. We can't have this country go that way. Now, listen, Israel is a sovereign country. They're making a lot of money. I don't hear of any banks going broke over there. Everybody's got jobs. They spend money. They do what they want to. And let Israel live their lives. Good for them. God bless them. But we do not have to take a history lesson from Israel how to run our country. Let us run our own country and stay out of our politics. And why these people that are in government right now trying to be the president of the United States does not mention the sacrifices of the men that have fallen dead, lost limbs, and suffered for a lifetime. They mention none of that, but they do mention other things. And to me, that is that isn't a presidential person. That's just somebody pandering to be president and will say or do anything to get in that Oval Office. And then where we go from there is probably Iran. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record again, Phil, okay? But, you know, one of the things, one of my bad habits that I've developed lately is what I refer to as my just imagine if mode. Now, you know, this debate that took place where you have, and I don't just mean last night's debate, I also include in that the debate that took place last week between Biden and Palin. Just imagine if, instead of talking about Israel and her well-being all the time, what if it was Saudi Arabia? And what if, you know, instead of AIPAC being the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, it was the American-Islamic Public Affairs Committee? And what if, you know, the ADL wasn't the Anti-Defamation League, but the Arab Defamation League? And what if all of these organizations that today all of our elected and soon-to-be elected officials groveled before them, what if instead of them being tied to the interests of a foreign country named Israel, they were tied to the foreign country, the interests of a foreign country such as Indonesia? You see, we wouldn't hear the end of it. We wouldn't hear the end of it. And yet, because it is Israel, because it is the Jewish people, we are expected to just lay down and take it, and to take it with a smile on our face and say, thank you, sir, may I have another. Now, people may think that that you and I are getting excised over very little, Phil, but the fact of the matter is this. We have just alienated ourselves with 6 billion people around the world. The only people that we can count on our side, quote, unquote, I put that in quotes because they're not really on our side. We've just traded the goodwill of 6 billion people for the goodwill of 6 million people living in Israel, because that's about how many people live in Israel, is about 6 million. Now you do the math, 6 billion versus 6 million. You see, we need to get along with those 6 billion people. We need to get along with them because they have markets, they have resources, things that we need in order to stay alive as a country. Okay, and worrying about getting on the bad side of those 6 million people living in Israel, I don't think it's worth it. I don't want to send my kids off to fight and die because it happens to be in Israel's best interest. I don't want to lose my home and everything that I've worked for because our economy is going down the tubes just because Israel isn't getting her precious little war. So this is something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I tend, or at least I try not to be, one of these I told you so people. I don't like getting in somebody's face and saying after some bad thing has happened, well, I told you this was going to happen. And I'm not looking forward to the day when people who know me, whether they're friends or family or whatnot, I'm not looking forward to the day that they come to me and they say, you know what? I should have listened to you. We should have listened to you and other people when you were warning us early on that this storm that was headed our way was a bad hurricane and it was going to destroy us. And unfortunately,
Mark,
you know, yeah, go ahead, Phil.
No, Mark, you just make a good point. Before I forget, and I forget pretty easy these days, but, you know, the theme was, no more Holocaust, never another Holocaust. Well, listen, there isn't going to be another Holocaust. Israel's got 400 nukes. Now, I can guarantee you Israel's going to guarantee itself, and the United States have guaranteed them with the 400 nukes. There never will be another Holocaust, ever. And if anybody tries to or think or believes that there is going to be, they're not thinking with a clear head, because Israel has the control. Iran doesn't have the control. Even if they had one nuclear weapon, they still don't have the control. They just don't want anybody in that area to be equal. And and I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, there's not going to be another Holocaust. Let's pray to God there's never another Holocaust on any group of people. But certainly it isn't going to be on Israel. Israel's one of the most powerful countries in this world. Don't you people get it out there that have so much sympathy for a government that keeps people chained up and in a wired fence, 1.5 million people? If you haven't learned from that, you never will. I'm sorry, but it's just the way I feel.
Well, Phil, you are, as usual, 110% right about that. There's never going to be another Holocaust. What this means, as you said, Israel does not like, you see, bullies don't like their victims to be able to fight back. That's really what it boils down to. Israel doesn't like being told what to do. She doesn't like being told that she has to treat her neighbors with simple human dignity and simple human respect. She wants to be able to just roll all over people the way that she has ever since she moved back into the area. Nearly a century ago, she likes to be able to do whatever the hell she feels like doing, and she doesn't like being told no. That's what it boils down to. There isn't, you're right, Phil, there isn't going to be another Holocaust except for the one which these people bring on themselves. Now, Phil, we do have a couple callers that I want to bring up before the show ends tonight. They've been very patient. Let's bring up Rachel from California. Come on up, Rachel.
Hello?
How you doing?
Is it Phil?
Hey, yeah. Rachel, hi. How you doing? Mark's on the other line. Go ahead, Rach.
Oh, Phil, first of all, it's a great honor to talk to you, a Liberty survivor. I mean, you know, I agree with you guys about the debate last night. It was like, who's more pro-Israel, you know, and they're probably all in the audience, all the AIPAC. By the way, there is a website you can go to, stopaipac.com. You've probably heard of it. And they can use funding.
Okay, stopaipac.com.
Yeah, and there is a Arab Defamation League.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one. So, I mean, I
yeah, but Rachel, the thing is that American politicians are not quivering in fear over the Arab Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, I know.
They won't even pay them simple lip service.
Yeah,
so that's the point to keep in mind.
Exactly. Like, hardly anybody's ever heard of it, probably. I mean, a lot of people out there haven't. But, Phil, I want to just tell you, the way they treated you on C-SPAN, call-in, Washington Journal the other day was totally disgusting. You know? I mean, they had these two neo-Zionist Nazis on, you know, and then you had this, what's the guy's name, Brian Scanlon? Bill
yes.
Scanlon or something. He was the host. And, you know, he just sort of like, well, you know, and even Brian Lamb the other day on Sunday on, I think it was some In-Depth, I think it was, and he just dismissed it. Oh, this caller calls a lot, you know. I tried calling in. James tried calling in. And, you know, we kind of just tried to tell him. And he just cut us right off, you know. And the thing is, you know, these people, let's see, C-SPAN, let's take C-SPAN. They are owned by Time Warner, okay? That, they support Israel, okay? Time Warner, if you look on search, look up Boycott Israel Products and Businesses, they are on there. So they have a list on there.
You know, Rachel, if I can just interrupt, when Phil was telling me about this, the way that they treated him, that they were snickering and laughing at him.
Oh, yeah.
A USS Liberty survivor. Can you imagine? And then, of course, cutting him off the way that they did. I mean, anybody in this country who thinks that we don't live in a, you know, in an age of controlled, tightly controlled information, right there is perfect proof of that we do. Can you imagine if somebody called in and they were a Holocaust survivor or even just a relative or a neighbor of a Holocaust survivor? Can you imagine them being snickered at, being cut off, laughed at, whatever? I mean, we wouldn't hear the end of it. And yet, an American hero, a decorated American hero called in.
Absolutely.
They cut him off, they snicker and laugh at him. I mean, what the hell has happened to our country?
And Phil, if you would have said, you know what, I'm calling in, you know, these Germans or Arabs attacked me, and I mean, you would be on for a while. You know, everybody would be listening. But because you said Israel, oh, that's it. You know, it's so disgusting the way this country just panders to them. It's not really it's the government. And if we don't really have a revolution and really, I mean, what you guys are doing is so patriotic, getting the word out there and, you know, getting on the radio shows and just really, you guys are just so patriotic, you know, and I so commend you. And it broke my heart deeply when they cut you off on C-SPAN. It really did. I thought, my God, you know, bunch of traitors. And the thing is, it was about presidential, history. And that was the whole point. President Johnson and its history that he covered up the, attack. U.S. as Liberty attack. And they just didn't let you even get that in. But Phil, too, I heard you got a new article in the works.
I'm sorry?
I heard you got a new article in the works.
Yeah, yes, I do. I have one out, and Mark, I'll have it up on our site in a few days. But, you know, Rachel, yeah, they did snicker, they did laugh, and you know, that's okay. They just showed their colors of what type of people they are.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't true Americans. They get their orders from higher up. And mm-hmm. listen, if we're going to take our country back, as you said, we're certainly not going to get it back from our elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
They're already bought and paid for from day one.
That's right.
And it is going to take radio shows like this. It's going to take patriots like you mm-hmm. and others to get the word out. And mm-hmm. Mark and I are just trying to do our small bit. But, mm-hmm. You know, the USS Liberty, once the American public finds out about what they did to American sailors and Marines on the high seas, this whole concept of Israel first is going to change.
That's right.
Because as we talk about on our show, Mark and I,
mm-hmm.
is that they did not just attack a bunch of sailors and Marines on the high seas; mm-hmm. they attacked America. And
yes,
if you attack America, America gets mad. So the truth will overcome, Rachel. Just keep up the good work, and please call in again.
Thank
Mark,
you.
I know we've got another caller on the line, so let's bring our other caller up, please.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Rachel. All right, let's bring up the one and only Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Hello, man. It's great to hear you. Great show.
Thanks, Dave.
You know what Mr. Turney was pointing out, Mark? What McCain is doing is he's still getting political capital out of invoking Osama bin Boogeyman, like they've
mm-hmm.
been doing all along.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
But you know, Mark, I have a warning that I'd like to send out to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Before I give the warning, let me just quickly say this, because this ridiculous topic came up again last night, actually with an RBN talk show host. All this confusion about blessing Israel and cursing Israel. You know, I have the greatest respect for Michael's audience, so this is the simplest way I can distill it at this point. This business, my answer to if you bless Israel, you shall be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you shall be cursed. Now, my answer to that is, if you bless Jesus, you shall be blessed. If you curse Jesus, you shall be cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you check out Deuteronomy 28, America has been under all the curses, and the curses have been here.
Yes.
Increasing exponentially ever since we started blessing that anti-Christ state over in the Middle East.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what, Dave? It just hit me today because I was thinking, all right, you know, how am I going to deal with these people who accuse me of being this and being that? It's very simple for me. Anybody who's a friend of Jesus is a friend of mine. Anybody who is a friend of America is a friend of mine. And, of course, the opposite of that is anybody who's an enemy of Jesus is my enemy, and anybody who's an enemy of America is my enemy. And as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to that Antichrist abomination over there sitting on stolen land, I can't think of an enemy against Jesus Christ and an enemy against the United States of America as formidable throughout the entire 2,000 years of history than Israel. So I totally agree with you. I think that's a brilliant strategy. And
should I give you my warning, Mark?
Yeah, but listen, hold on. We got to go to the break, and then we'll let you have your say. James in California, hold on. We're going to bring you up, so don't go anywhere. Everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
And we're back, folks, for the last 5 minutes of tonight's show. I want to thank Mike Piper, my good friend Mike Piper, for giving me and Phil the honor of appearing on his show. As I've said many times, there just aren't enough good things to say about Mike and everything he's done for us. Anyway, Dave, go ahead and finish your thoughts.
So you can get another caller on. I'll tell you, Mark, my higher power, which I choose to call the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, what I feel the Holy Spirit, Mark, has been really impressing upon me strongly, so much so it's actually been interfering with my sleep. I've kind of been tossing and turning when I should be sleeping. But you know how there's been a lot of talk about a false flag incident?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, Michael has talked a lot about a military coup. What the Holy Spirit's impressing upon me, Mark, is that these slicksters, these crafty devils, are actually, guys like Cheney and Bush. They're coming up with combining the two concepts. It's going to be a false flag. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say it's thus saith the Lord. I'm just saying what the Holy Spirit's impressing upon me. But what it's going to be is a false flag military coup. They're actually going to try to trick us, the American people, into thinking that the good men in our military have taken control of our government. But it's going to be a completely false flag. They're going to give the impression that they've taken these neocons, Bush and Cheney, and that they're in custody and this and that and everything. But the whole trick of it, Mark, is to actually impose the martial law and to trick the American people into being cooperative and cooperating with martial law and following all the orders that come down from the military and just being totally compliant, because we've been tricked into thinking that the good guys in our military have staged a coup. And all along, Bush and Cheney and the neocons are still remain in power, and it's a big trick.
That is a fascinating theory, and one that I will discuss with you off the air. I'd like to get your thoughts about that and some other things. Dave, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Let's bring up James in California. James, come on up.
Hey, thanks for taking my call again, guys. Another good show filling in for Michael Collins Piper. I just wanted to say, along the line about, martial law and all that, and I'll try to touch on some points with the debate last night, too, and also what you touched upon, Mark, with regard to what's happening with our financial meltdown, by the look of it. First of all, I saw Naomi Wolf talk in L.A. last night, and she was saying how concerning it was about this Army brigade that's been deployed or will be deployed in our soil. I think 30 here now as of October 1st. And she, in effect, calls that, for all intents and purposes, a coup. And the background with their operations, they've come straight from Fallujah. And we know what was going on down in Fallujah in Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, kicking down doors and detaining people and sending them over to Abu Ghraib. Now, Phil had made an excellent point earlier that would our Army cooperate with martial law? I don't know. I mean, there's enough, sheeple in America that even just a color of authority might have get them to comply. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about, it was along the line what you guys were saying earlier about the debate and how both candidates were groveling to the pro-Israel lobby, AIPAC and similar. It just made me sick to see how McCain had brought up that fraudulent rhetoric that the AIPACers are trying to use to get us to attack Iran or have Israel initiated and have us back up Israel. And that, of course, being the wiped off the map line. I mean, that's already proven to be fraudulent.
James, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thanks for your call. As usual, you always make an excellent point. Phil, get us out of here, buddy.
I will. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget Target Trafficant, The Untold Story, by Michael Collins Piper. You can order the book. This is a must-read, ladies and gentlemen. American Free Press, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast, number 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. God bless you all. Hope you're getting better, Mike. You'll be on tomorrow night. Take care, and we'll see you on Saturday morning on the Liberty Hour. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.
Let me tell you why